real people.
Grandpa, Grandpa!
Maddie exclaims with glee as she bounces into the living room, across the floor, and into my arms. Little Lexi waddles along behind, struggling to keep her balance in all the excitement. She too gives me a hug, and then heads straight for the bookshelf, the low one within her reach, which we keep stocked with books for just such occasions. She brings it over to Grandpa. My grandchildren climb into my lap, and we begin to read. God spoke.
Light.
And light appeared. God made the light to be beneficial, and he separated the light from the darkness. He gave a name to the light.
Day.
And he gave a name to the darkness.
Night.
And there it was, the first evening and the first morning. Day one of creation. Then God built the rib into a beautiful female and presented her to man. The man said,
"Finally, one who was made from my bone. Is there a being like me? Oh, she alone. Oh, what shall I call this one at my hand? She shall be woman. She was taken from man."
As they walked, Isaac said,
"Father?"
Abraham answered,
"Here I am."
Isaac said,
"I have the wood here, and I see you have the knife and the coals, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
"God himself will provide a lamb for the offering."
The Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on each side. The Egyptians went in after them. God looked down through the pillar and brought them into confusion. He clogged up the chariot wheels. The Egyptians began to shout,
"Run from Israel! The Lord is fighting for them against us!"
"I started on a new adventure today. As my sister-in-law and I accompanied Naomi, she tried to send me back 3 times, insisting on my best interests. But I told her, 'Your people will be my people, and your God, my God.'"
The prophets of Baal prepared their bull and called to Baal all morning long.
"O Baal, answer us!"
No response. They danced. No response. Elijah taunted them.
"Shout louder! Maybe your God is deep in thought, or traveling, or sleeping."
"Sovereign Lord, bring me home in peace. For these old eyes of mine have seen your salvation, just as you promised. I see you want everyone to know that this one will be a God revealing light for all nations as he glorifies your people Israel."
"I faithfully served you all these years without creating a single problem, but you never threw a party for me and my friends. But this son of yours who squandered your money on prostitutes shows up and you go all out."
"No, no, dear son, you don't get it. I'm so glad you're always with me, and everything I have is yours. But it is only right to celebrate this happy day. Your brother was dead, and now he's alive."
Jesus, fully aware of what was to befall him, stepped forward and asked,
"Who are you looking for?"
They answered,
"Jesus of Nazareth."
Jesus, with all the power of the Old Testament name for God behind him, answered,
"I am."
And they fell backward to the ground.
"Some of our women went to the tomb this morning and couldn't find his body. They returned with a story about angels who said Jesus was alive. Others went to verify their story and found the tomb empty, as the women said, but no Jesus."
Jesus responded,
"Can't you see? Can't you understand? Can't you believe the prophets? Didn't the Messiah have to suffer and be glorified?"
As they continued down the road, they came upon water. The official said,
"Here's water. Is there any reason why I can't be baptized?"
So they stopped, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him then and there.
"Look! King Jesus is descending on his horse to what is left of the Mount of Olives. He's dismounting and standing before his conquered enemies.
What shouts of victory from his hosts! What a day! The Son of Man has come in power and great glory!